Module 3, Recording 1. 1.
I'm a really, really deep sleeper, and I used to have a habit of getting up, turning my alarm off and getting back into bed and not actually waking up. And one time I did this on the morning of an exam. So I was about 20 minutes late for the exam. I woke up at about 9:10 and realised I had to be in the exam at 9:00. So I threw my clothes on over my pyjamas and cycled to the exam as quickly as I could. Walked into the exam room completely out of breath, and everybody was staring at me. Of course, I was really uncomfortable during the exam because I still had my pyjamas on and I did really, really badly.
2.
When I was about 12, I was on holiday with my parents in Denmark, in Copenhagen, and we were getting onto a train to go to, I don't know, some shopping centre or something, I can't remember. And it was getting a bit late, and my father said, "Quick, run, we've got to get on the train." So I ran, my parents were behind me, I jumped onto the first train I saw, and as the door closed and the train pulled out, I could see my parents standing on the platform waving to me, and I ended up going to Sweden for the day. It was okay. I mean, I was old enough to get back on the train and go back again, but I was a bit scary at the time.
3.
Well, one time I went for a first date with somebody to quite a posh restaurant. And the first thing I did, I was very nervous, and after about 5 minutes of being there, I managed to spill all of my drink over the person I was on the date with. And it was a very embarrassing moment.
4.
I didn't lock myself out, but my flatmate locked me in. What actually happened was, it was a Saturday morning and my flatmate left quite early, locking the door. Now, it was a very important day. It was my great-grandmother's 90th birthday. So I got up early, went to the door and realised that my flatmate had locked me in. So, at first I was quite calm, because I thought, well, I can jump out of the window if necessary. But then I realised that it was quite a drop to the ground. So I went into a state of panic, because there was no way I was going to be able to get out of that flat and down to my grandmother's somewhere in the country, you know, within 2 hours. So I rang the fire brigade, and they came after about 5 minutes. But by that point, I had got out of the window and jumped down.